Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're doing it with our good friend Pam Harper. Couldn't do without her. 14 years she's been hanging out with us. Business Advancement, Inc. is her company. Preventing Strategic Gridlock is her book. Growth Igniter Radio is her radio show. And Pam, thanks again for being here. Scott is her partner and her husband. Hey Pam, I need your website, please.
Businessadvance.com for the website. For the podcast, you can get it wherever you pick up podcasts, growthignitersradio.com. You can subscribe. We always love new subscribers.
There you go. Sam, check that out, folks. Pam, as we went to the break, and as we wrap up our visit, I threw down, I declared that with strategy, it helps you to focus on the more on the facts and less on the emotions. And you had a qualified acceptance of that statement. What do you think?
I know that strategy is certainly a challenge for us all, but the biggest challenge of strategy is actually not the facts. It actually is the emotion, because what we're really talking about at our core, when you're talking about being strategic and making these decisions, is change. Now, do you know people who love change? You know, it's the moment that it's hard enough for one person to say, we're going to make a change. Now you talk about a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a group of two.
And a culture, not just the people, but the culture that they create.
That's right. And so a lot of times when we're called in to help clients, it's because there have been things, you know, the elephants in the room, the issues mm-hmm. that everyone knows about and nobody wants to talk about. Those often happen. And sometimes they're little elephants, and, you know, I had one time when somebody thought that he was ready to hand the business over to somebody from the outside because he said there is nobody inside my company that I would say is going to be fit to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out that there were a lot of issues within this family company that had to be worked out. In fact, there were at least one or two people who could have risen and been mm-hmm. the successor to the founder.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kinds of issues that are hard for people to recognize, because when you're in your own system, Jim, it's hard to recognize what the issues are sometimes. And that's where the value of having somebody from the outside is going. And, of course, it's a very delicate thing to do, to work with people.
Could we say, Pam, then that being effective with your strategic thinking, one of the things that has to happen is you have to be able to get out of your own way. Because you what I think you just said is the emotional part of this is that your presumptions about what you think is the case, your emotional determinations, is actually getting in your own way and preventing you from thinking strategically and acting strategically. What do you think?
I think that there are a lot of people who want to think strategically and do think strategically. The issue is recognizing that there are other people who very well may see it differently, mm-hmm. even in your own little management team. And that's what I'm really saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it to the larger culture. And I'm not talking about a huge organization. I'm just talking about any business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have even more opinions about what should be happening, what shouldn't be happening, and why. Getting everybody together so that everybody's saying, yes, this is in fact the direction we should go, and we'll do whatever it takes to make it happen.
But when you're the founder, when you're the founder and you know how things, you want how things to be done, and the world is changing around you, that's not easy to do for a lot of folks.
It's not easy to do, and it's also more important than ever to recognize that we all see things differently.
That's right. Pam, I need your website one more time.
So how do we bring people together? It's businessadvance.com, and we always love to talk with people.
Thank you, Pam. Good job today. Come back soon. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Pam joined us, and so we did today again. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.